So as we stand and look into the perfect law of liberty, the word of the Lord, the word will stand when everything else fails. Bible said the word will stand forever. And I want to tell you, if we get the word in us, we'll be able to stand as well. Praise God. You pray for us. We need your prayers. And we want to look, amen, into this topic this morning. And the topic is spiritual renewal in God. Spiritual renewal in God. And that word renewal have been in my spirit over the few weeks here, because I was called to do a renewal of vows for this pastor and his wife in Alabama. And then I was called, as we leave from here today, we will be traveling to Virginia to do another renewal of vows. So as I look at this word renewal, it made me think that, you know, we need to realize there's a spiritual renewal. Amen. And that's just as much important as a renewal of vows. Amen. I think the renewal of vows are very important. Amen. Because when a couple think about the numerous of years that they live together, makes them look back on those numerous of years and say, thank you, Jesus, that we made it thus far. Renewals of vows, it enhances your marriage. Praise God. It gives you something, amen, to boost and give you courage to keep on keeping on. Amen. When you look back and see how far God has brought you as a couple. Amen. And that's something to recognize the goodness of the Lord. Then folks want to renew the vows. Amen. I have nothing against that. Praise God. But I want to tell you, we need to forget, don't forget about the renewal of the word. Amen. You know, the vows is good, but we need a renewal of the word. See, because the word is what's going to keep us wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the Lord. See, renewal will give us life. It will give us spirituality. It will give us some strength, amen, to go on, because sometimes in this world it's easy to just get down in the dumps and, amen, and just feel like I can't see and can't make it another day. Amen. Spiritual renewal is always, amen, maintaining your salvation. So you can't just be saved and just, amen, feel like you just, amen, just go right on and doing this and that. Amen. But you got to realize this soul need to be fed. This soul needs some strength. Praise God. This soul, amen, is perishing day by day. I need a spiritual renewal to renew me. Praise God. Because if you don't get this spiritual renewal, amen, you're going to run out of steam. You're going to run out of gas. It's going to expire on you. You don't want this spiritual walk with God to expire. You ever checked out a book in the library and you see the date is approaching, it's time to, amen, get that book renewed. And if you don't go to that library and talk to the librarian and say, listen, I need to renew this another month. But if you just forget it and just let the book stay on your shelf and don't get it renewed, then what's going to happen? Amen. It's going to expire. And then, as brother said, you're going to have to pay a fee. And I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, in this spiritual walk with God, amen, if you don't, praise God, stay renewed and amen, and don't allow you to be get expired, praise God, then you're going to pay a fee. And that fee ain't going to be money. You're going to lose out with your soul. So I'm here to tell you this morning, in the fear of the Lord, let's think about, amen, spiritual renewal. Amen. Let the Lord know, Lord, renew my mind, renew my soul, renew my heart, Lord, because I want to make sure that I don't miss this thing. I want to make sure that I'm walking circumspectly so I can make sure that I can go back with you. With the things that's happening in our world today, we really need a spiritual renewal. Because that'll sap all your spirituality out of you. By seeing all these things that happen, you get down, you get out, you get depressed, you get, amen, feel like throwing the towel in. But I want to tell you, we need to stand on the word of the Lord. The word is what feed us. The word is what fuel us. The word is what help us to make it in this crooked and perverse world. Do you see where I'm coming from this morning? Amen. I said a spiritual renewal. Amen. Both is important. We need it, praise God, so we can be able to maintain our spiritual walk with God. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, people today, they really need this spiritual renewal because people done, amen, got so relaxed and got so in ease in Zion, amen, especially after this pandemic, amen. You got people today haven't been back to church since the pandemic, amen, and ain't planning on coming back, praise God. But that's sad, praise ye the Lord, amen. We need to get more on fire. We need to get more active in God. We need to get more involved in the things of the Lord. It's no time to be slacking. It's no time, amen, to try to give up and give out. I said we need a spiritual renewal. Praise God. Amen. We don't want nothing to, amen, when you, amen, do your renewals of vows. You don't want nothing to break that union up. You want to stay together. You want to see 65 more years. You want to see, amen, more and more years on your life. So you renewed that and you are excited, praise God. And same thing about this spiritual walk with the Lord. We don't want to break this union up with God. Huh? Devil wants you to turn loose and give up, and I can't handle it. Oh, yes, you can, with the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. I say with the mighty name of Jesus. We need a spiritual renewal. Praise God. Amen. What this spiritual renewal does for us, it brings us life. It brings us strength. It gives us energy. We are all excited. Praise God. Amen. I see people that's supposed to be Christians and saved. Amen. I see them walk around, seem like they're depressed more and head hung down. And amen. They're trying to go on, but amen. But you just need to be honest with yourself. I ain't got what I need to have. Praise God. Praise God. Things ain't just working like it need to work. Praise ye the Lord. Let's get a diagnostic test. Amen. To see what we need. And I'm going to tell you in the spirit of the Lord, what you need, amen, is to be renewed, amen, by the word of God. Amen. Stand on his word. Read his word. Study his word. The Bible said we are destroyed because the lack of knowledge. Amen. We need it day and night. It need to be our breakfast. It ain't got good in here. It need to be our lunch. It need to be our supper. It need to be our two snacks on the side. Amen. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord can help us. Praise God. Amen. So we want to let the Lord help us out here. Praise God. We need him. We need him every step of the way. Praise God. You know why? We living in some unchanging times now. Amen. We living in some times that we never seen before. I don't know about you. I have never seen life like it is now. Amen. I never seen this country, the United States of America, in the shape that it's in. Praise God. Never seen it and never thought I would see this day. But that's why we got to look not at what we see, but we must look on what we do not see. The Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what you see is not faith. Look beyond on what you see. Because if you look on what you see, you'll get discouraged. You'll give up. You'll throw the towel in. But it's time to go on in the name of Jesus. I said it's time to go on in the name of Jesus. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I will. Come on, church. I know I ain't got but a few in here this morning, but I mean to win the gold. I mean to keep going on. Should opposition come? Should foe struck my way? Should persecution and fire be lit as in the ancient day? But with Jesus, I said with Jesus by my side, his peace within my soul, no matter if the battle's hard, I mean to win the gold. I ain't gonna be a give up. I ain't giving up on God. I ain't giving up on myself. I'm gonna look to Jesus, and that's what we want to do. Praise God. I said a spiritual renewal. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Ain't God good? Yes. Amen. I said, ain't the Lord good in here?
Yes, he is.
Praise God. We must. I said we must hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. We must stand on the word. Huh? Praise God. Don't let nothing stop you on this spiritual journey. The devil's job is to trip you. The devil's job is to stop you. The devil's job is he want to have a field day with you. But you let the devil not so. I'm going to trust in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to trust in the Lord. I said I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. We got to do this now. I will stay on the battlefield. I will stay on the battlefield. I will stay on the battlefield until I die. I will stay on the battlefield. I will stay on the battlefield. I will stay on the battlefield until I die. Amen. I ain't going anywhere. and don't you go anywhere. We're going to stand. We're going to be renewed. We're going to have faith in God. We're going to make it. We ain't going to give up. We're going to keep looking up. And if God is for me, who can be against us all? Amen. Let's not be walking around here like we're afraid, amen, to live a holy life. Amen. Let us not walk around here, praise God, like we're defeated. Amen. And can't holler make it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I know people today, praise God, they's in a turmoil. We here that go to church every Sunday, you know, we got a more of a grip in life. We got the Lord on our side, but you know, there is folks that, you know, the way I look at it, they having a spiritual burnout, amen, with the things that, amen, they don't understand. Amen. They just feel like nothing is working for me. Amen. Nothing is happening. Praise God. I don't be trying to live this life and I'm just burnt out. Amen. But I want to tell you, those that's burnt out, I want to let you know you're going to burn up if you don't get back in this race. Praise God. Amen. It's time to get on fire for God. I'm going to give you the recipe today. Amen. They don't understand how to release their struggles and, amen, and the hardship to God. See, why you burn out? Because so many times you're trying to work it out on your own. Amen. Why you burn out? You're trying to do it on by yourself, but I'm here to tell you, you can't do nothing without God. You need the Lord every step of the way. And you need his word that we can confine in, that we can eat it and rejoice. And amen. And that's what give us, amen, strength to go right on. Amen. Amen. So those that feel like you hopeless and you, amen, can't help yourself, I'm here to tell you to research the word. Get your Bible. Amen. If you don't have a Bible, purchase you a Bible. Amen. Go to a Bible believer. Leave in church. Go, amen, where they teach you how to live right. Not just to go into church to show off and do body exercise and, amen, and spin around and all rolling on the floor. But get off that floor, amen, and live a holy life. Praise God. Love your neighbors. Praise ye the Lord. Do God's will and, amen, and do and follow his command. Praise ye the Lord. That's how you make it. Praise ye the Lord. We got to get in the word. Amen. Everybody want to be a Christian, but everybody don't want to get in the word. You got to study the word. Bible says study to show thyself approved. A workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. Amen. When you get to church, you don't come to church just to sit and look. Amen. You get involved. Praise God. You sing to the glory of God. You testify. You praise the Lord. You pray and amen and get close to God. See, more you get involved in God, more God will get involved with you. Now, if you sit around like a lump on the log, amen, just looking, amen, you looking at everything but what you need to be looking at. There's a fly on the wall. You looking at the fly. Amen. There's a bumblebee just came in. And you gazing at that. That bumblebee will leave you alone, amen, if you don't bother with him. Amen. But this is what you need to be looking at is the word of the Lord. Praise God. Time out for playing church. Time out for playing church. And I do believe this world today, the world crisis, the Lord is talking to us as a Christian, as a, amen, a body of believers. We need to, I believe he wants us to pray more than we ever prayed before. He wants us to have up-to-date salvation, not just having a name that I was saved. I got saved back 20 years ago and I'm still pressing on. Amen. But what are you doing to press on? Amen. Are you living a productive life? Are you, amen, doing all that you need to do, the requirements of God? Are you just got the name that I'm saved and I go to St. Peter's Baptist Church? Come on, somebody. How many know the church name ain't going to save you? What's going to save you is the blood of Jesus. What's going to save you is the cross. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. We all got to bear crosses. Sometimes we think when we start having trials and temptation, oh, man, this ain't salvation. Oh, man, I thought salvation is an easy way. Amen. Let me tell you, salvation is dedicated walk with God. You're going to have trials. You're going to have temptation. You're going to have trouble. Praise God. But guess what? When you got trouble, you got a person, amen, that there for you. When you have a problem, you got a problem solver God, a God that can come to your rescue. If everything just be all right all the time, you won't be praying. You won't be seeking God. You won't be fasting. Amen. Things must happen. But God is the leader, and he will give you the strength and the boost to go right on. And you ain't got to drink no boost juice either. Only thing you need to do is eat up the word of the Lord. This is your boost right here. Praise God. It'll help you to make it. When you fall, it'll help you to get up. Amen. When you can't, amen, can't hardly make it, it'll give you grace to go on anyhow. Come on, somebody. I said a spiritual renewal now. Amen, amen, amen. Spiritual renewal. That's what we need. Praise God. If not, we're going to run out of steam. We got to take the whole book and eat it up from Genesis to Revelation. Sometimes people just go around and trying to read something that pleased them. No, I don't like that. That's too hard right here. Let me get something easy to read. Amen. I don't want to live that. That's too strict. And ain't nothing too strict when you escape hell. Come on, somebody. Hell ain't where you want to go. But I want to tell you, hell is real. Hell is hot. It's no fans there. My brother came and turned that AC on this morning, Brother Daniel. And I hear those air conditioning comes on, then it cut off. Amen. He got it on power saver where it can save some energy. Amen. So when you go to hell, you ain't going to hear those ACs. There ain't going to be none. Huh? Somebody yesterday was asking about some homemade lemonade. You got some homemade lemonade? No, I got some good bottle of water. Hello in here. So what I'm trying to say, it ain't going to be a convenient place in hell. And I ain't planning on going there, and I hope you ain't planning on going there. Heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. We got to live right to go to heaven. But we live in a time where people ain't dedicated. Ain't too many people really dedicated. The mind's on pleasure. The mind's on the other thing. Come on, somebody. And then you're running. You wondering why you running out of steam. Running out of fuel. Amen. Just like running the automobile. You don't put no fuel in the tank. You ain't going nowhere. That car could be looking beautiful. Got nice paint job. It's a classic. Beautiful. If you ain't got no gas in the tank, it ain't going to move. Ain't going nowhere. Amen. I'm going to tell you the same way in the fear of the Lord. If you don't have that spiritual gas in your tank, you ain't going nowhere. You're just a shell. You look good. You dress good. Amen. You make sure that you're matching. Make sure that your pocketbook is the same color as your shoes, sisters. Amen. But I want to remind you, the Lord said in his word, he's not coming back for the best dress on the outside. You know, you're all dressed up. But I'm here to tell you, we need to be dressed up in the inside. Amen. That's what matters. Lord don't look it on the outward appearance, but he look it in the heart. He see you. You can come to church and look at all sanctimonious and smiling and looking all happy, but he know what you done raised, amen, back in your home, all that chaos was going on back there. Amen. The Lord see you in your four walls, Let's quit this hypocrite road. Amen. In church, you're talking holy. You get home, you're talking another kind of talk. It's time to be real. Amen. Don't grin in a person's face and kiss them on the jaw. And then you go home and you talk about them like a child, like a dog. I'm here to tell you the Lord got it every seeing eye. He can see just as good in the nighttime than he can in the daytime. Do you get where I'm going with this? I said spiritual renewal. Amen. I got this thought, this renewal. Amen. When we was doing the renewal ceremony and service. So I say we need some more kind of renewal. We need some spiritual renewal. Amen. All right. We're going to get on out of here now. All right. I'm going to give you some scriptures here. I want someone to get Isaiah. Brother Curtis, get me Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and the 31st verse. We want to work on this renewal. Tandrell, get me Romans 12, 1 and 2. Sister Cynthia, give me 2 Corinthians 4:16. Kendra, give me Colossians 3, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. I believe that will be enough scriptures to help us to make a home run this morning. We need your prayers every step of the way. All right, who got my Isaiah 40, 31? What did that say? It said, for those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. And they shall run and not be wearied.
They shall walk and not faint.
They shall walk and not faint. Isn't that a blessing? But they that wait upon the Lord. You know, it's important to wait on the Lord. Don't get in a hurry and try to do things on your own. If you want this renewed strength, you got to wait on the Master. You got to wait on the Lord. He's the one that's going to provide you that strength. Now, if you wait on the Lord, the Bible said he will renew. And that's what we're talking about this morning. He will renew your strength and he will mount up your wings as eagles and ye shall run and not be wearied. Huh. Amen. Because my God got me. I don't have to be wearied in well doing. Ye shall run and not be wearied and ye shall walk and not faint. Praise God. Won't he hold you up? In these trying times, he said he would never leave you nor forsake you. Why? Why are we weary? He also said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it was not so, he said, I would have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go back to that prepared place. But I know I got to be living a holy life. I got to, amen, make sure I'm keeping your commandments and making sure that I'm doing your will, not just talking about it. This life is real.
Yes, it is.
Praise the Lord. Romans 12, 1 and 2. What did that say? Hold your point there. It said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. You know what that means? I beg you, therefore, brethren, listen at this. I beg you, therefore, brethren, read.
By the mercies of God.
That's right. Praise God. You must present your body a living sacrifice, nothing dead and dried up. That was the purpose of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to bring you life and life more abundantly. Amen. Praise God. Read.
Holy,
we must be holy. Holy mean what? Holy means living a clean and pure life. Amen. Sometimes people say, I'm holy. When you tell people you're holy, the first thing they want to say that you're the one that falls out and roll on the floor, and you're the one that, amen, just doing a lot of exercises. Bible said bodily exercise profit little.
That's right.
Come on. But we got to get our mind on weightier matters. We got to learn how to live right, a holy life. We got to be holy and acceptable. Huh? And then what it says, Sister Tan? Acceptable to God? Huh? Amen. Acceptable. See, the Lord ain't going to just accept trash. Hello in here. The Lord ain't just going to accept anything that you dish out. It got to be acceptable to God. You got to live a holy life, and the Lord has to accept us. Now, sometimes you live holy 6 days a week, and then you may miss out on one day. Or you may live holy, amen, one day and live like the devil 6 days. Come on, somebody. This thing works daily. Amen. And we cannot play the hypocrite role. We got to be real and genuine. Real and genuine. Counterfeit doesn't pay. If you don't believe it, you get some counterfeit money like I did on my snack ragging. Went to the bank and tried to make a deposit. And a third of that money was counterfeit. That's bad. You don't work and sweat it. You think you're depositing $300. You ain't depositing but $175. Same thing with our lives. If we live in this counterfeit doctrine, our religion is in vain. So the Lord, read that the whole scripture back over, Sister Tandrell. Romans 12, 1 and 2 said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
by the mercy of God,
that ye present your body a living sacrifice,
holy, acceptable unto God,
which is your reasonable service. It's just so reasonable for you to do this. It's nothing unreasonable. It's just simple. Do what he say, do. Read. All right, here's some addition. You cannot be conformed to this world. The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that's in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we got to leave the world and follow the Lord. All right, say again, sister. Be not conformed to this world.
But be ye transformed.
But be ye changed. Transformed means to change. But be ye transformed.
By the renewing of your mind.
All right, there we go. Renewing. Let us all say renewing.
Renewing.
Renewing of your mind. What is that saying? You can't think of old ways and old stale actions. You got to get your mind renewed. You got to get it up out of the dump. Get it up. Amen. Get the mind of the Lord. Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's the mind we need. We need to allow the Lord to renew our mind. Sometimes we people have something against one another and the mind just stay down in the dump. Year in and year out. Still got that same old mind. Every time you talk to them, they still talk about that old stuff. Amen. You need a change renewed. You need a mind renewed. Amen. Let all that old antique stuff go. It's all right to go get your antique chair to sit in. Amen. An antique fan. But I want to tell you, these antique thoughts and mind concept, we need to let it go. Let the Lord renew your mind. Read now.
That ye may prove what is that good.
Now, when your mind is renewed, you are able to prove what is that good
and acceptable
and perfect will of God. So now, do you see how it's so important to have a renewed mind? Amen. Now, folks get a renewal of vows. But now let's get a renewal of the word. Amen. Praise God. It's all in the word. All right. Thank you. Okay. Who got Colossians 13:10? Who got that one? I mean, not 13, but 3. Yes, thank you. Colossians, the third chapter and the 10th verse says what now?
And have put on the new man.
All right. The new man represents Jesus Christ, and the old man represent the devil and his deeds. But it said, put on the new man.
Which is renewed in knowledge.
Which is renewed in knowledge. After the image of him
that created him.
Yes. So renewed is very vital. Now, I got another scripture out there. Who got that one?
I do. 2 Corinthians 4:16.
Thank you. Read that, please. 2 Corinthians, amen, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse. Read from 16, sister, to 18.
For which cause we faint not.
Yeah, the Bible said, for which cause we faint not.
But though our outward man perish.
All right, but through our outward man perish.
The inward man
is renewed. Look at God. The inward man is renewed day by day. But this outward man perish. Do you understand what that is saying? Amen. This outward man perish. Praise God. A few years ago, amen, I didn't wear glasses. But now I have to wear glasses to see. And then sometimes I put the glasses on and still can't see. Hello in here. Amen. I can't walk, amen, as fast as I used to walk. My pace have slowed up. Praise God. I don't have the energy like I had when I was in the teens. So this outward man is perishing, see? Amen. You're aging and you got disabilities and things are happening. Your body is crashing. That's what the Bible talking about. This outward man perish, but the inward man what?
Is renewed.
Praise God. I thank God this inward man stay renewed. Praise God. See, the Lord got that fixed. We won't be y'all don't understand, like people are saying, I don't understand this. And amen. Lord can renew your mind. He can renew you. Amen. Daily. Praise God. Read on now, sister.
For our light affliction.
For our light affliction.
Which is but for a moment.
But for a moment.
Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Praise God. Praise God. It worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Read. Look out now. While we look not at the things which are seen.
But at the things which are not seen.
But at the things which are not seen.
For the things which are seen.
For the things which are seen are temporal.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Praise the Lord. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God. So we don't have to worry about, amen, what we see, but it's, the Lord is helping us to know that he got it. You may can't see it. You may can't see the end result, but you can grant in your spirit that the Lord working it out. Amen. How many know while you trying to figure it out? Amen. The Lord already worked it out. Amen. That's how he operates. So church, amen. So I want to leave this thought with you to let you know. Praise God. Amen. Spiritual renewal. Pray for spiritual renewal. Ask God for spiritual renewal. Amen. Dream about spiritual renewal. Go to bed at night, a spiritual renewal. It will do something to your soul. When things begin, when you begin to get this spiritual renewal, when things confront you, when things, amen, knock you to the ground. Praise God, when things try to hinder you, you can just get back up, amen, and brush off and start again. Amen. I know my God, we don't have to sit around here wearying and well doing. We don't have to sit around here worrying about what's going on in the world. Just pray and let go and let God. But look to the hills of which cometh thy help, knowing that God got it in control. Praise God. He teaches us. He teaches us. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's. Thank God. I thank God we got a Father that we can go to. Amen. You remember the prodigal son. He needed a father, praise God. And that father was there for him. Amen. He looked way down the road, the father did, and saw his son. And he, amen, opened his arms like this, amen, and let his son know, come on, son. Praise God. I got you, praise God. It's going to be party time now. Amen. Somebody kill that fatted calf. Amen. Somebody find that purple robe. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good in here, huh? Amen. So I want to let you know, look up, stay encouraged, walk with pride in your heart, knowing that my God, he's my director. My God, he is a mighty good leader. Praise God. My God will turn that negative situation around. My God will fix it. How you know, Pastor Lennon? Because he did it for me. God bless you.